It's time for the emergency break of the week.
Are we on? Dave?
That moment when programming is brought to a complete halt by a wheels-off comment or technical meltdown.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, are we on, Dave? Dave?
Yeah.
Okay, we're on?
Yes.
Okay.
You're on the phone.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, Dave, you got to pot Craig up. Dave?
He's not on yet. Hang on just a second.
This ought to be fun.
So, what do you want to talk about?
Are you there, Craig? Or Chase? Or
can you not hear
Dave?
Me?
The linchpin has been sheared, and the wheels are off.
Hey.
Craig, are you on? Craig is not on.
Craig has to call.
Really, it's kind of tough because this was his segment.
You know, this team's just not that good.
Well, I will tell you, I'm going to try and play Craig Ranch today.
Let's see who yanked the break the hardest this week on The Little Ticket.
It is time for the emergency break of the week at 8 o'clock here on The Ticket. It's brought to us by the good folks at TexasDirectAuto.com. George is on summer vacation today. I'm struggling with my voice. Gordo is here, and we have brought in reinforcements, the Bob Sturm Show.
Hey, now.
Good morning, musers.
Morning, Bob. Thanks for coming up and helping out.
Robert. The only thing that's different is I'm not sitting at my house listening to you guys. I'm actually here.
You ought to come up every day and just watch the show.
I would.
Well, Bob and I are going to do some hardcore sports segments coming up here in the 8 o'clock hour.
Yes.
But right now
we're going to do the emergency break of the week, and we have three candidates, as always. You just heard a clip from the T-Box many, many years ago. The first candidate is from said T-Box show here on The Ticket, and it's Craig Rosengarten.
Legend.
So Craig Rosengarten, for some reason, started ripping his realtor on the show last weekend, and he ended up taking the Lord's name in vain.
And my wife, and you know, I'm putting my house up for sale in 2 weeks, and my wife and my realtors, don't make them mad. They can make your life miserable.
Probably.
But they've made my life miserable already.
Right.
They've inconvenienced the living crap out of me.
Right.
You guys suck. Do your job right. Don't make it. I pay your freaking salary. That's what I do every damn year when I have to pay my fees. That is your damn salary. Treat me with a little bit more damn respect.
Wow.
You guys suck.
Settle down.
Ooh, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. You're right. Oh. I got mad. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry.
I'm not sure what was more entertaining, you losing your temper or Dave just scrambling to find the drop button in the control room.
Dump button.
But, you know, they only put it at the very back of the board for convenience, so I have to lift screens up to reach it.
Yes. Did you get it, Dave?
Yeah.
All right.
So now you get to wait till July 6th.
Yeah. So anyway, you can finish now. Thank you for dumping that, Dave. I got a little bit carried away. But
damping that.
That's right. You just heard a Ticket host breaking one of the Ten Commandments.
Yes.
On
There's
the air
no
live.
No way that's a word.
I can't believe it. It's so funny to hear that wheels off voice getting passionate about anything.
Well, I was trying to get help with my sand game, too. I was tuning in. And
you were tuning in for golf?
Yeah, I mean.
Oh, no.
He's talking about his realtor, and I'm really struggling out there right now, Gordon.
Yeah. You tuned in. It was that's a self-help show for you.
It's just
trying to get help for your game.
Right.
Well, the weird thing is that, personally, I'm so worn out on the whole I pay your salary.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you just contribute 1% to someone's overall yearly income, then all of a sudden you think, I pay that person's salary, and you can determine everything that they do. Now, when it comes to a realtor, yes, you're paying more than 1 cent. But you don't pay their entire salary. If you don't like that realtor, get rid of them and get another realtor.
Why did he say he pays their fee every year? Does he move every year?
I don't know. He's confused.
It was also ran against his HOA.
Oh, it wasn't against his realtor?
It was both. I think he had to go through a certain realtor because of his HOA.
Hmm.
Oh, I don't think that's... HOA can't do that, can they? Force you to use a certain realtor?
Sounds like a great deal for the realtor.
Yeah, I don't...
Either way...
Believe me, he's misunderstanding something.
Either way, it's not worth taking the Lord's name in vain on the air.
on the air.
I agree.
Risking your job.
Mm-hmm. All right, that's candidate one. Candidate two comes to us from the hard line, and this is on both Danny and Corby. All right, it's confusing because they were talking about saving seals, and then they got sidetracked onto Brady Bunch talk, the tiki episode when the Brady family went to Hawaii and picked up the cursed tiki. So it's a little confusing.
Oh, yes.
But they each go into dangerous waters with their jokes. Corby decides to issue a pedophile joke, and Danny goes full-blown Norm joke.
Peter was laying in bed with the tiki around his neck and the tarantula crawled up his chest.
Right. And then what was the other piece of bad news that the tiki brought?
Thumb up? Bobby, something happened. I think a big giant...
Bobby got scabies.
No, didn't. Bobby, a big giant mirror or big giant piece of artwork almost fell on Bobby and killed him.
Or did Bobby run into Jerry Sandusky in the hall?
So if they're trying to protect the seals in the ocean, Mike...
Yeah.
What are they doing about Crofts?
Good God. Are you drunk?
This show sucks today.
That is the worst joke ever.
No, it's not. It's not ever.
The best.
I'm supporting you. I'm supporting
people
you.
People already forgot about the Sandusky joke.
Yeah.
I bailed you out.
I love how Corby, after issuing the Sandusky joke, immediately jumped up on the high horse.
Yes.
To look down at Danny.
Yes.
What?
Yeah, Mino definitely summed that up properly.
Yeah.
Right. This was... Corby is like the CNN and the reporters that got fired for not properly sourcing a story. And Danny's like the Trump tweets about Mika and Scarlett Joe, whatever that show is. It just immediately surpassed it, and luckily it let him off the hook, it seems like.
Yes. But we are not, because that's half on Danny, half on Corby.
Wow.
All right, and candidate number three is Norm Hitzkes from the Norm and Donnie show, 10 to noon here on the station. Norm is either not paying attention or he's completely confused about this baseball stat. You're going to hear Mike Soroy early on properly deliver the stat. He gets it right. And then Norm immediately re-delivers the stat but gets it wrong.
First year of John Daniels' general managership.
Whoa!
Cleveland had 28 at-bats with runners in scoring position, most against the Rangers since the stat was tracked in 1974.
Oh, my goodness.
By the way.
How woe is that?
That wasn't a fake woe. That was a real woe. 11 of 28 with runners. I don't think I've ever seen anything like that before.
The last time a team in one game sent 28 hitters to the plate with runners in scoring position was 1974, 43 years ago.
Whoa!
Consider this, lads. Had the Indians had a really good night.
You can hear Soroy under his breath say, "That's what I just said. How did he miss it?
How?
And
do you promise that wasn't edited at all?
There
wasn't
no edits in
that. Is within this 20,
and this wasn't the only time this week.
Those sentences are backed up to each other. How is that possible?
And Norm got it wrong because Soroy correctly said since the stat was tracked in 1974. And then Norm said that's the last time an opponent did it to the Rangers. An opponent didn't do it to the Rangers in 74. That's just when they started tracking it.
Pray for Norm.
And yes, it happened.
I'm a slow voice right now.
Happened within seconds after Soroy delivered
that.
Over-medicated.
Man. All right, so those are your three candidates. Let's vote. 888-787-1310. Is it Craig Rosengarten, Danny / Corby, or Norm? Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break this week?
Yeah, so I heard that Mike Ducey has been Pudge's ESL coach for these last few years. And Bob's one percenter comment has made me vote for the Weekender. Working on the sand game,
All right, that's a vote for Rosengarten.
That was very one percenter of you, Bob.
Hi, you're on the ticket.
Hey, we get in the sand, too.
Who do you like in the e-break?
Jerns, I got to know something.
Yep.
What do you do when you got to go big potty and you're out in middle America?
Mm. That's a good question. We actually carried toilet paper in our vans in case we had to take a quick roadside stop. I didn't have to do that.
Dude.
I didn't, but if...
Don't you see those signs on the side of the road that say no dumping?
if nature Thank calls, I would have. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-brake?
Oh, hi, musers.
Oh, God.
Hey, since John got suspended for hanging up on me a couple weeks ago, I'll just vote for number three.
All right, that's Norm. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-brake?
Hey, good morning to you, Gordo. Do you believe in the Mean Green?
Not really, no.
Okay. Hey, can you tell Honus Wagner to give up the Camel filterless over there?
Hey, look, you know that hurts Junior's feelings when you call him Honus Wagner.
And that's why I keep doing it. Nonetheless, my vote is for Norman Adolf Hitzkus. Thank you.
All right, thank you. Hi, you're on the ticket voting in the e-brake. Who do you like?
Norm.
All right. Hi, caller. You're on America's Favorite. We don't know who that is.
What you're referencing, even.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-brake? Caller, hello? Are you alive?
Chris.
I am alive. Clearly, when you start sculling balls, the anus is on you.
All right, that's a Rosengarten vote. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who do you like in the e-brake this week? Good Lord. Hi, you are on the ticket. Vote with your human mouth.
I want to vote responsibly for Norm and the Mandela Effect.
All right, that's one vote away now for Norm.
The Mandela Effect. You need to study up on that, Bob.
What is...
Okay.
The man... well, maybe I'll get into it with the coroner. So stick around.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-brake?
You have not seen this before.
I'm not Gary Busey, boy.
It's a Cornmo vote.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Please vote in the e-break.
Yes.
Yes.
Summer breeze makes me feel fine. Blowing me like Junior in my mind.
Okay. It's a cross vote.
All right. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week? Did the Corby vote?
I think so, yeah.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Please vote.
Yeah, man, I'd like to request Sandusky and Croft singing Summer Breeze.
All right, that's another vote for Danny and Corby, so it's four for them, four for Norm. Hi, would you like to cast a deciding vote?
Mike in Duncanville, Norm's the winner. TGIF.
All right. Mm. Thank you for the deciding vote, Mike. And we do have a winner. Once again, it is Norman Adolf Hitzkus. Very confused and apparently not hearing Mike Saroy deliver a stat 1 second earlier.
First year of John Daniels' general managership.
Whoa!
Cleveland had 28 at-bats with runners in scoring position, most against the Rangers since the stat was tracked in 1974.
Oh, my goodness.
By the way,
how woe is that?
That wasn't a fake woe. That was a real woe. 11 of 28 with runners. I don't think I've ever seen anything like that before.
The last time a team in one game sent 28 hitters to the plate with runners in scoring position was 1974, 43 years ago.
Whoa!
Consider this, lads. Had the Indians had a really good night.
I think Donovan's the real MVP in that. For giving the same woe twice for the exact same stat as opposed to being a bad teammate right there. Like, he tried to save it.
All right, how many wins is that for Norm?
88th win for Norman. Make gambling great again, Hitzkus.
We need to get him a hat that says that. One of those stupid red hats that says make gambling great again.
All right, congratulations, Norm.